Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now for an election day, 2018. I'm so excited. I got up this morning. And in fact, normally I get up late, but I got up early. I got up about an hour early. I was so geeked, and I was watching cable news to see what's going on around the country and turnout and all of that. The one thing we are finding is that turnout is up. But we've got weather problems in Tennessee and throughout the eastern seaboard. So we may have some weather issues to talk about. Here, everything's gorgeous. Everything's gorgeous. The People's Republic of California, they don't know it now, but they could hold the balance of power in the U.S. House of Representatives. Hard to believe it, but it's true. And so what we've done is we brought in our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, the People's Republic of California, my buddy Jim Yoder, who joins us in studio. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. Had to be here on Election Day.
Oh, big day. There's excitement in the air. And the dumb thing is none of us know. None of us know how this thing's going to turn out. Are we going to be cheering or crying in our beer? Nobody seems to know.
Isn't it kind of funny that every pollster and odds maker is hedging their bets now? For the last 6 months, all had innate silver, 85% chance of this, 15% chance of that. Now they're saying, well, there's a chance, however, if this happens.
There's a caveat.
With all of them, yes.
Now that to me is when you start seeing those guys hedging their bets. You know, late in the game. Then you go, well, maybe they don't know. And I go back, Jim, I go back to 2016 and November. This time in November of 2016, they were measuring the drapes, you know, at the White House.
Hillary had a 98.1% chance of winning at 6 p.m. that night of the election.
And boy, we see how that thing turned around. Now, the question is, do you think they've learned anything from polling?
No. I don't think so at all.
I don't think they have either.
It's the exact same formula that they used 2 years ago. And I think that it could bite them again this year like it did 2 years ago. I mean, I think it's possible it could be a historic night in the Senate tonight. I mean, if the Trump voter from 2016 turns out and votes today, then I think the Senate will increase by maybe 4 to 6 seats.
In which now you're starting to get to 57 votes and you're getting within range of 60 for 2020.
And that's the magic number. You get 60. If we do that tonight, then and we hold the House, Like Pat Cassell was just telling me, I think it's going to be Katie bar the door for Trump. I think the Democrats will be down, down, down for a long time.
And you'll see a lot of those guys like Joe Manchin and Claire McCaskill talking about those crazy Democrats in the third person. But seriously, you're going to see some of these Democrats turning into Blue Dog Democrats. They're going to say, Elizabeth Warren, go do your thing, go run for president, good luck. But I'm going to stay over here on the Trump side and be, you know, warm and fuzzy with the president.
But that's assuming McCaskill and Manchin win. I mean, Morrissey's giving Manchin a run for his money, and Josh Hawley's doing fantastic in Missouri.
Josh Hawley's a great candidate.
Great guy. And Trump is all in for him.
In fact, in these final 6 days, they were in Missouri twice. They went to Columbia a couple of days ago, and then last night they closed out in Cape Girardeau with Rush Limbaugh, no less.
Last night was a barn burner, wasn't it?
Oh,
had
great.
Judge Jeanine on there, Sean Hannity, Rush. It was Rush's brother, David, who is an attorney down there. They brought in all the guns.
I want to ask you, because there are some people that believe that California, the People's Republic of California, may be the linchpin for who is going to control the House of Representatives. And you've got, what, 5, 6, maybe 7 races that we need to look at because they could be the linchpin as to who's going to control the House of Representatives. And that means impeachment, investigations, subpoena power, the whole enchilada.
Totally. And in some of these, the Republicans have done it to themselves. Let's just start at the earliest one, California 10. You've got Jeff Denham, who is an incumbent in a very Republican district. In fact, his district is more Republican than the national average by 1% versus Josh Harder. Jeff won by 8,000 votes in 2016, but right now he's down. He was down as of last night. We have to have that. You've got Steve Knight versus Katie Hill in California 25. We need him to hold on. Mimi Walters versus Katie Porter in California 45. That is critical. Katie Porter is a clone of Nancy Pelosi. If she goes in there, it's just going to be worse than it ever has been. Now, 48 is Dana Rohrabacher versus Harley Rauda. Dana's been up by about 9 points all through this process. He's I think this is his something like 14th term. I mean, this guy's been there forever, and I think he's going to hold. The one that concerns me is California 49. That's Daryl Issa's seat. Daryl Issa has been there 17 years, I think. And Diane Harkey versus Mike Levin, that's neck and neck. I don't know how that's going to go. The one that really has bothered me is number 39. That's a lady named Young Kim. She's a self-made lady, very successful, versus Gil Cisneros. The media has totally ignored this lady, and I don't know why. She's fantastic.
And she's what? Is she Korean-American? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic lady. And then another crucial one is Duncan Hunter versus Campa Nassum, who is number 50 district. That's a killer because Duncan Hunter now has some ethical issues that have come to light.
Explain what that is.
Well, he's allegedly taken $250,000 of his campaign money and used it for, quote, personal expenses involving having extramarital dalliances with a few ladies in the D.C. area and all around the country and flown them into D.C. And they've got checks. They've got everything. So it's not pretty for him.
By the way, can I tell you, I would much rather face the House Ethics Committee than face my wife.
Oh, yeah, there's
I'm trying to explain the $250,000. Here's how I blew it on hookers.
Yeah, that doesn't fly. Women lose their sense of humor over that.
That's incredible. More with Jim Yoder. We're going to talk about whether California can be the difference maker one way or another. And some of the races he just talked about, is that going to be what we're going to be talking about tomorrow of why the Democrats control the House or the Republicans still hold the House? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. And we'll talk about the statewide races here in Nevada. It's all straight ahead, live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote, and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Nevada conservatives lost a good friend when Republican Assembly District 36 candidate Dennis Hoff shockingly passed away just 3 weeks before the election. But Dennis's name will still be on the ballot, and it's important for you to vote for him so a Republican can be appointed to fill his term. Also, please join us for a Celebration of Life memorial service in Dennis's honor on Friday, November 16th at 6 p.m. at the Pahrump Nugget. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. Paid for by Friends of Hoff.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Kevin Wall, Jim Yoder, back together again. Jim, of course, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. And the gubernatorial race wasn't supposed to be a race. It was supposed to be a coronation, I guess, for Gavin Newsom. But what we're finding is John Cox, his message is resonating. Talk a little bit about what you know about John Cox and why. What is it he's talking about that people seem to be glomming onto him?
Well, he wants lower taxes for one thing. He wants to get rid of this stupid 12% sales or gas tax. Yeah, he wants to dump that. But he's an independent businessman. He's worked his way up. He came from nothing. And he's worked himself way up to he's a very successful guy where Gavin Newsom was handed everything in his life. What's been kind of funny around California is Newsom has this travel van that he's been driving in. And right behind him, everywhere he goes, is another van that has fraud written on the back of it. And he's going to let in illegals. All the nasty things you can say about Gavin Newsom are on the side of this van that's following him everywhere he goes.
That is incredible. Who is? Tell me who John Cox is. Because to be honest, I had not heard from him until I actually interviewed him maybe 2-3 months ago.
He just came out of nowhere. He grew up, I believe, in Indiana. He's from the Midwest, and he's got really strong values, and he was an independent businessman who made it pretty well, and he relocated to California because he liked California for same reasons everybody moves to California, the topography, the geography, the weather, all of that. And he just saw what was happening, and he said, this can't continue. And so he took it upon himself to run, and he's done a darn good job in a state like California. I think he's like 5 points behind going into today, which is just outside the margin of error. But it all depends on who votes, but he's got a shot. And the most important thing, as I've said all along, is he's bringing a lot of Republican voters with him to help us with the Senate and the House.
Let's talk a little bit about the national. Everybody I'm talking to now is saying we should know early that probably before our polls close here in Nevada, we'll have a pretty good handle on what's going to be going on back east. Where do we begin?
I'm beginning in Virginia with the House, Comstock, Barbara Comstock, and Dave Brat. If those two people hold the House there, then I think the Republicans are going to have a very good night nationally. I think that is a definite bellwether for the country. Morsi in West Virginia, if he can come over Manchin, I think it's neck and neck there. That would be tremendous. And then when we come on out south, I mean, Marsha Blackburn, I think, is going to win pretty easily in Tennessee.
Although they had a tornado this morning in Tennessee. So we don't know what the weather is going to be like, and weather might be a factor there.
Well, traditionally, though, weather affects Democrat turnout. Republicans usually are pretty have a little different work ethic, and they're going to go vote. So I'm not too – the weather, I think, actually works in the Republicans' favor. I understand that many polling places in Indiana today were absolutely overwhelmed, and the system was shutting down. It was, and then I guess they were having voting machine problems in New York. You know who owns a lot of the voting machines? George Soros. Yes.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I was just reading Madison Jesioto, who's a commentator on Fox, went to vote in Stark County, which is the Akron-Canton area in Ohio, and she flipped the lever for the straight Republican ticket, and it switched right to a straight Democratic ticket. And she brought it to the people's attention. But the concern is, what if people don't notice that and recognize it when they vote?
Let me ask you, do you trust the integrity of the vote right now across the nation? Obviously, there may be a pocket there, General.
Well, since the 1940s, the Democrats have cheated in every election. I don't think the Democrats could win if they don't cheat, because they don't have anything to offer people other than just free stuff. But I don't understand this voter ID situation. Obviously, the Democrats don't want to have voter ID because then they can't cheat as easily. Because anywhere you go in this country, you have to have an ID, whether it's to cash a check or for these people to get their Social Security or their welfare check or check into a hotel, get
on
an airplane.
To go look for an apartment. Yeah. You want to go look at an apartment. They make you leave your ID.
I'm not offended every time I get on an airplane. I have to show my ID 3 times between the time I walk in the airport and I get on the aircraft. I don't feel like I'm being suppressed to get on the aircraft. It's just a matter of security. And same thing with voter ID.
Let's get to some phone calls. You want to join us, want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Joy. She's calling from the Coachella Valley. Joy, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin. That is Jim Yoder. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. My name is Joy Medici, and I'm the president of East Valley Republican Women out here in the Coachella Valley, Palm Desert, La Quinta, and Coachella, the city of Coachella, all those different cities that we have. Anyway, we are the ones that put up the sign, Hispanic values are Republican values, and it's faith, family, community, and character. We did it, we love it, and we're going to continue it.
Jim Yoder is alongside. Jim is the proud resident of Indian Wells, which is how far from where you are?
Across the street. We're one intersection away from each other.
She's across Washington Boulevard, probably.
Yep. Okay, we're right in between Kohl's and Hobby Lobby. We have the largest Republican headquarters in the state of California. 8,000 square feet.
What were you trying to accomplish with those billboards?
We are accomplishing exactly what we wanted to accomplish, and that's that Hispanic people are having the realization that that is exactly right, what we said. Faith, family, community, and character is what the Republican Party is about, and it's absolutely what the Hispanic people are all about. And believe it or not, we've had many, many Hispanic people coming into headquarters and changing from Democrat to Republican. It has been a landslide, and so much of it has to do with our billboard.
Joy, this is Jim Yoder here. I wanted to ask you, do you find, by and large, the Hispanics that are in the area legally tend to be Republican and are all in for the immigration laws?
Absolutely. It is incredible, and they don't like people jumping over the border. They are here. They're here legally. They're working. Maybe not everybody has their citizenship, but they've got their green card. They're coming in the right way. And absolutely, I can't tell you, it's probably 50% people coming in here that are Hispanic that are Republicans.
That's what I see as well, because these illegals are going to be taking their jobs, and they don't want any part
of
that.
Exactly. Not any part of it at all.
Hey, Joy, I tell you what, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your information because I want to continue to reach out to you. And by the way, did you vote today, or did you early vote or mail vote, or what did you do?
I walked into my polling place and I voted, and we have told people to do that for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and they're doing it because why? We want our vote to count today, and that's what we're doing. We're surrendering our ballot if we're a mail-in, and then we will go, and then we just go to the poll, surrender the ballot, and we get a new ballot and we vote right then. And that is our. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, what did you find when you voted today? Was there a long line? Was there difficulty with the ballot? You got ballot initiatives, all kinds of things going on. What did you find today?
I found that the building was full, but there wasn't a line. Every single polling cubicle was full, and more and more people were walking in. It was very well organized. People went to their alphabetical name list, and they got their ballot, and they voted. And I didn't see any problem at all, and we've had people in coming from all over. Our biggest problem is the Registrar of Voters office and all the mistakes. And believe you me, we are dealing with mistakes every 5 minutes that come out of there. And so we need to get Mark Muser in as Secretary of State. And when we do that, we will have a very legal voting in this state.
Joy, thank you so much. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your contact information because I do want to be able to tap your expertise. You are so good. You are so fun. You really are.
Who, me?
Jim Yoder, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to making Joy's acquaintance when I get back there. Maybe we can work together a little bit and help promote the Republicans in the Coachella Valley.
Jim, I'm glad you came by. Thank you so much, man. Enjoy your stay here. Leave a cash donation, if you don't mind, one of our casinos, if you wouldn't mind.
Like please. I always do?
Like you always do. Okay. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to your phone calls live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. It's Election Day 2018, and that means that those of you that did not early vote, you need to be getting out and voting. Every vote counts. If you were with us yesterday, you heard Attorney General Adam Laxalt on this very radio program that his race could come down to a 500-vote margin. He really believes that this thing is going to go right down to the wire. and that this could be a 500-vote margin, one way or another. Don't regret tomorrow that you didn't vote today. Make sure you get out and you vote. When you do vote, call me. This is our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and you know what that means. That means you call the shots, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. We make it easy for you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're in the Coachella Valley, in the People's Republic of California, we'd love to hear from you. The number is the same, okay? Whether you're in Nevada or SoCal, doesn't matter. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
What I want to talk about is I happen to be Hispanic, and I want the Democrats and all the lazy Republicans that don't want to go out and vote, specifically to the Democrats. My parents did not come to this country and bring me here to turn this country into a third world country. Now, we have to understand that people would love to rush the borders and come in here. Why? Because they want to get away from all that. If we continue down this path, we're not going to recognize it. Like, for example, California, look at the taxes over there. If you want to keep paying taxes and all the liberal ideas that they have over there, keep that going. We have to really wake up and open our eyes where our country's headed. It's a very, very difficult situation that we're in right now. Walk away movement, just like the lady, I don't recall her name, that spoke to you from California.
Oh, Joy.
A lot of Hispanics are becoming Republicans.
Yeah, Joy from the Coachella Valley, yeah.
Exactly, and the last thing I want people to know, those of you, when you see Hispanics right here in Las Vegas or if you're in California, don't jump to the conclusion that we are Democrats and are against our country. No. The last time it was almost 40% of Hispanics voted for Donald Trump. From the Hispanics that I know, they are changing because they are realizing that the foundation of our morals and our family structures are based on what the United States used to be, a family together in a nation together. So please help to keep the country going in a good direction, not in a socialist direction at all. Look at Venezuela, look at Cuba, look at the Central America, they're becoming communist. If you think that's a fantasy, that's because you don't pay attention. Yeah. It's right at your front door. Thank you.
Alex, thank you, and thank you for that message. I do believe that there's something going on in this country, and I do believe it has something to do with Hispanics and that 30% approval rating for the president, and that Hispanics are no longer a monolithic voting bloc. It used to be we said that when it came to Cuban Americans versus Mexican Americans. Mexican Americans, it was perceived, would vote Democrat. Cuban Americans, they believe in the entrepreneurial spirit, and they're proud, great people. They would end up voting Republican. But you know what? I don't think that's true anymore. I don't believe that for an instant. Let's go to John in Las Vegas. John, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, about the voting. It wasn't that bad.
Where did you vote?
I'm trying to pull back up. I know if you got that sample ballot, it's locations 121. Okay.
What side of town?
Doris Heller Reading School.
Okay, and where is that?
That's just over here, just not far from what us locals call Summerlin.
Okay.
Yes, it's not far from Summerlin area.
Long line?
No, it was actually a very short line. What made it long was just the verification of IDs, which I kind of enjoyed.
No, I mean that if they're doing that for everybody, that's a good thing.
Oh yeah, I actually enjoyed it. It was kind of comical. There were a few people that were upset about it, but they were the ones behind me that I heard say things. The only other thing was a few people kind of complained that, oh, in Hawaii we do this way, and you know, in Alabama I do it this way, or in Florida I do this. So we do have people from other states here that have located, and they're like, oh, we do it this way. Why do you do it that way? It was kind of like, you'll learn.
Wow. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. First-person testimony. What was it like to vote today? We have not heard of long lines, at least from our callers today. We haven't heard of that. And I'll be honest with you, maybe we had so many people early vote that there won't be so much pressure on the system in one day. That's a positive. That may be a good thing about early voting. James, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. You know, it'd be nice what you were saying earlier if there would be some more Blue Dogs coming into the fold or changing and being at least a little bit more conservative, because our party's off the deep end on the far left. I will say this, and I wanted to vote for Bundy, but I just thought this was going to be basically a Democratic-Republican race. But I tell you, if he runs next time, he'll get my vote no matter who wins, because we need, I think, more independents or more people like him that really, you know, love the state and understand the people. We need more people like him in office. But I voted straight red. I couldn't vote party lines. Just couldn't do it.
Well,
important with all the things that were going on.
Because voting anything but party line gives votes to the Democrats, and you simply don't need to be doing that. Hey, I'm so glad you called, though. Thank you, man. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Let's see. Where do we want to go? Oh, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
I want to address a previous hour and a half to 2 hour caller ago, Mark. The best comment I can give him, the Marxist, is he's an enabler. Moving on to the second subject, Kevin, unfortunately, every president since Eisenhower, and like Kanye West, can use the N-word in his songs. I'm half Mexican. My mom's maiden name is Osuna. You've had about four different Osuna pitchers in the bigs, not to mention other soccer and sports leagues. Very proud of my Mexican heritage. But Eisenhower had a wetback program, and he got out a couple million. Moving off of that, every president since Eisenhower has been derelict of duty, which is a dereliction. That's
a high
almost
crime
a treasonous.
Is that a high crime and misdemeanor?
We'll get back to that. Last but not least, let's hold Trump to his. If it comes to the Rio Grande River, Mexico, let's hold Trump to his word. Let's hope he. We're spending almost $1 billion a year on 3 to 4 countries in South America. That's enough to build the wall. Cut off the foreign aid. Thank you for your time, buddy.
There you go. Thank you, man. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. It's Election Day. And what we are seeking is your first-person testimony. We want to find out what it's like. All of us who voted early, we're kicking our feet up and enjoying a brewski. The rest of you have to actually get in the car, go to a polling place, and vote. Wow. Nah. So what we're doing is we want your first-person testimony. Call me right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. It's simple. You call, I pick up the phone. It's easy. We'll get to your calls coming up. I've got one line open. Ken will be leading off. Wendy right behind her, and all the rest of you right behind Wendy. You want to join us? You can. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
This is James Dean Levitt, and I am running for judge. For the past 35 years as a missionary, lawyer, regent, and candidate for judge, I have dedicated my life to helping young men and women discover their unlimited potential in becoming productive members of society and inspiring them to change and improve their lives. This is why I am running to be the next judge in Justice Court Department 1, and I am humbly asking for your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect James Dean Levitt.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families, solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message, paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Ron Connect, your Nevada controller, asking for your vote. My team cut spending by 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury, all while improving services. I led the fight against the commerce tax, promises made, promises kept. I seek your vote to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity that our parents and grandparents left us. Thanks for considering me, Ron Connect, paid for by the committee to elect Ron Connect.
Thanksgiving is extra special at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Again this year, Rhythm Kitchen will be open Thanksgiving Day, serving a traditional Cajun Thanksgiving dinner, including fried turkey, fried catfish, and Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous jambalaya. Plus, Cajun stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, a cold salad bar, and of course, Thanksgiving pies. It makes me hungry just thinking about it. Celebrate upstairs in the ballroom, enjoying their Thanksgiving buffet beginning at noon, or downstairs seating starts at 4. Or if you prefer to eat at home, a family-style Thanksgiving dinner is available for takeout with a minimum 24-hour pre-order. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. This year, make it a Cajun Thanksgiving at Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Today is Election Day. If you've not already voted, make sure you get out and vote. We will be with you tomorrow. Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison will join us. Outgoing lieutenant governor. And we'll find out how he feels about leaving government, at least for the time being. Don't know if he'll run again for something. He, of course, is a practicing attorney at Hutchison Stephen. Yeah, we'll get a chance. We'll get a chance to visit with him tomorrow. Ken in Las Vegas. Ken, you're up. You're on our wall to wall free for all. What do you want to talk about?
Kevin, I would just like to remind your loyal listeners one more time what's at stake today. There's only three reasons people move to Las Vegas, or maybe all parts of Nevada, but Las Vegas for sure. It's low property taxes, no state income tax, and the weather. Now, if the Democrats get voted in, two of the three legs of that stool get knocked off. I mean, who's going to want to move out into the desert if they have an income tax high and higher property taxes? I hope people, even if they don't like Republicans, think about their homes, their paychecks, and, you know, their entire net worth while they're out here in Las Vegas.
And Steve Sisolak has said,
for taking my call.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Steve Sisolak has said repeatedly that all taxes are on the table and that property taxes will probably be going up. He said as much. And I take him at his word. Wendy, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I just wanted to talk about how this state does not require an ID to vote, and I think they should. You need an ID to get a library book. You need an ID to enter a nightclub, et cetera, et cetera. Something so important as our right to vote, they don't require an ID, and it's ridiculous.
Now, we've had callers already saying that they were checking IDs at the polls. Now, whether they have to or they're required to or whatever, don't know.
I did early voting, and they did not ask for an ID. I offered one, and they said not necessary.
Wow.
It's not a mandate in our state, but it really should be, and I'll tell you why, Kevin. Several years ago, when I had done early voting, I specifically saw a person that I knew who was not a citizen in a trailer voting. And when I brought it to the attention of the voting employees in the trailer, they were helpless to do anything. So there has to be, you know, some kind of a law change regarding the ID. It has to be a mandatory thing. We're one of 37 states in the country that do not require it, and it should be a requirement.
I agree with you, and I hope that at some point we adopt that. Obviously, the other side doesn't like it. I mean, they want illegal aliens to vote. And in fact, in a lot of communities, there's a move afoot to do just that, to allow them to vote in school board elections and things like that. Illegal aliens. Don't worry about it. But I think we should worry about it. I mean, now you want to talk about the integrity of the vote? Wow. Al, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I voted today. I live on the east side over by Sam Boyd Stadium, and I voted at the school on Jimmy Durante. I was pleased to see that they did somewhat check me. I brought my sample ballot in, and they scanned it, and they asked me for my date and month of birth. I had to sign on the screen, you know, and they matched my signature, and they said, yes, this is you, and then they gave me my card to go vote. But I do agree, we need a national voter ID, absolutely.
Let me ask you.
I voted.
Can you tell me what it was like? Was there a line? No line? Did you have to wait a long time? What?
Actually, there was no line at all. I walked in, and as soon as the check-in station was free, I walked right up. I took care of my business. I voted, and I left. It was easy on, easy off.
You know, by the way, just so you know, I'm hearing that from a lot of people. Not long lines. Now, maybe at lunchtime there will be. I don't know.
Well, you know what I think? I was watching Fox's coverage for the this contest earlier today, and it was giving the percentages of people that early voted in several states, and Nevada was showing plus 106 for early voting. So that's almost everybody in the state has already voted.
Well, it may well be that we've got all the votes in, and there won't be a lot of votes between now and 7 o'clock tonight. So we'll see. We will see.
Well, I voted all red on this ticket because it's, you know, it's your country or not. And that's what it boils down to. That's the choice. You love your country, or do you want to see it become Venezuela?
Good point. Thanks for calling. We're gonna give the last word to Roberto. Roberto, in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Good morning, sir.
Yes, Kevin, thank you. Wonderful show today. This is probably the most important day since the election for president. I want to tell you my experience. We voted, me and my spouse went to Meadows Mall and voted there, and there was no line. There was about 20 staff members there helping us. About five of them were white or Caucasian working there. Most of these, you know, were seniors. And my experience is I've, you know, voted all red across the board. I'm an independent, but I had to re-register as Republican to vote red. And we voted red across the board. The other staff members there seemed very confident and very happy, which, you know, call me paranoid, but makes me feel like it could be rigged in favor of the Democrats. I think we should all be on bent knee praying, just like we did for the presidential election, because we don't know how this is going to come out. And I think it's very serious. We should all be with Bible in hand, praying to God for his mercy. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Wow. Let me just very quickly, and we're running out of time, unfortunately, but I would love to get to more calls. We'll get to a bunch of calls tomorrow. We'll know tomorrow what's going on. People have asked me, you know, what's going to happen. I don't know. I am cautiously optimistic. It's going to depend on what independents do, what the millennials do, and first-timers. There's a huge group of first-time voters. But we had that in November of 2016. And these people went to Donald J. Trump. Now, the question is, what are they going to do tonight and today? I don't know. I just don't have a feel for it. But we'll all know tomorrow. The good, the bad, and the ugly of the 2018 midterms. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Till then, thanks to our entire crew. Jameson, Andrew Paul, Tracy Brigida, Ashley. You guys have done a great job today. Thank you so much. And in particular, throughout the election cycle, you guys have done a great job. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.